Karen Trigo Stewart, KUAR News. Arkansas musician Tim Anthony follows a rich musical heritage started by his father, Lee, who opened Little Rock's first Black-owned record store. J. Bradley Minnick of KUAR's Arts and Letters spoke with a younger Anthony about soul and funk music and its impact on his life growing up in Little Rock in the early 70s.
Tim Anthony, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's how I feel. Right
so tell us, Tim, about playing in Little Rock, because you've been playing for how long?
I've been on the scene officially since 96, but I was doing this as a child, about 10 years old. My daddy put us in our first talent show. But I was more influenced, gospel or otherwise, just growing up in my father's record store. And that's where I learned a lot about music styles and gospel and everything alike.
So tell us about your dad's record store.
Soul Brother Records. Soul Brother Record Shop, yeah. Now, my dad had opened up Soul Brothers in 1966. He and a fellow school teacher, because my dad's also a school teacher. And at the time, I think it was all about entrepreneurship. You know, they were trying to go in business together. So he'd come to the teachers' meeting. He would always say, we should go in business together. Well, Bill Hamilton, which a school is named after him today, he took him up on the offer in 1966. They opened up Soul Brothers Record Shop. And the name was in response to a riot that had gone on. And what it was if you wrote Soul Brothers on your window, they knew you were a black-owned business. They were past that business. So, and jokingly, they said, let's name it Soul Brothers, and that's where the name comes from. We've always done music. That's all I've ever done.
So what I really find amazing about your music is how diverse it is, how different so many different songs are. Honey. So let's just talk about Lone Ranger. Which
Lone
I
Ranger.
Like a lot.
And you love it.
Yeah. I do love it. And Willie Pease, the singer.
I used to be Lone Ranger.
Well, Willie P came with the concept, the song, and he asked me to put music to it.
Tell us about the old school feel of that.
From total strangers.
Southern soul is the logical extension because, as you know, blues is a four-bar phrase and then it changes and changes. Well, Tyrone Davis, I would call the pioneer of the Southern soul sound. It was more about the groove, about driving home a message, and it was also a little comedy in it, play on words. And so we were just trying to stay in the vein of that style. It's all about the feeling. It's all about the emotion.
You do some gospel stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, ironically, my gospel music really comes from the early groups that my father recorded. The most famous to me in my mind would be the Zion 5. That's what I remember most. With Calvin Levy, who went on to record Cummins Prison for him, and the Donahue Singers, you know. So I was influenced more than the gospel music itself. I was just influenced on the spirit of the music and how it felt and how it felt to see those sessions taking place. You know, I was young.
For more Arts and Letters features of Arkansas musicians, visit KUAR.org. I'm Karen Trigo Stewart, KUAR News.